Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Brachos Daf Lamed. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 19 lines from the top, or a little bit less than halfway down the narrow lines of the Gemara, at a point in the Gemara opposite Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Avuah DeShmuel. Hoya Roichev al HaChamor v'chulei. The Mishnah was occupied with the issue of position, positioning oneself for the davening, and also his state of mind and ability to concentrate while riding on an animal. So the Braisa begins, Tan Rabbanan, Hoya Roichev al HaChamor v'giyaz man tefila. He is riding on a donkey, and the time for davening for Shmona Esrei comes. Im yesh lo mi sheyochas es chamoro. If he has someone that will hold his animal, then yeri lamata vispalo. Then he should alight from the animal and recite the davening, the Shmona Esrei, from a position on the ground. Vispalo and daven. Vim lav. Then, and if not, if he has no one, then yeshev b'makomo vispalo. Then better for him to sit on the animal and daven. Otherwise, if he were to get off and no one's going to hold the animal, he won't be able to concentrate whatsoever for fear of the animal running away. Rebbe Omer, benkach ubenkach yeshev b'makomo vispalo. Even if he has someone, it was whether he has or whether he doesn't have someone, he should sit on the animal for davening. Lefi she'ein daitum yusheves olav. Because of his inability to concentrate, and now Rashi explains what is the reason. Well, even if someone is there to hold the animal, so Rashi says shekoshelov ikuv aderech. The man is preoccupied with the fact that his trip is being delayed by his having to get off the animal and stand on the ground. So anything that will reduce the delay will improve his ability to concentrate. Omar Rava v'itema Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi halacha k'Rebbe. So the Rava rules like Rebbe, namely stay on the animal. The Tosfos over here says halacha k'Rebbe shelo yered lamata v'afilu shelo b'mokom sakona. Do not get off the animal even if you are not in a place of danger. V'afilu b'mahalach mispalo. And Tosfos adds something that I feel is very important to complement what Rashi says. Even while walking, while moving, he should daven. V'eino tzorch la'achzir ponov k'neged Yerushalayim. And as far as positioning oneself, he doesn't have to face Yerushalayim. But we wanted to emphasize afilu b'mahalach mispalo. That really emphasizes the point that Rashi made, that otherwise he is upset by the ikuv haderech, by his delay. In this case, he won't be delayed. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a source in which you will see a number of double underlines, and at the side of the Gemara, under our Nosei Mivneh heading, you can see a double underlined is featured. Kol Mokom Shalom Espalel Yesh L'Chavein L'Kivun Kodesh HaKadoshim L'Mokom Ho'orain. That wherever a person is located, he should attempt to position himself, or at least think about the Holy of Holies, where the Oron, where the Holy Ark containing the Aseres Hadibros would have been located. Tanu Rabbanan, our Tanaic source begins, Suma Umisha Einu Yochol L'Chavein Es Ruchos, a blind individual or someone who's incapable of determining the direction, which direction would be facing Israel. Yochavein Liboi Keneged Oviv Shebashamayim. He should concentrate his heart upon the Almighty. Shenemar vispalu el Hashem, as the pasuk says, and they shall daven to Hashem. Oyo oymed b'chutz l'aretz. If a person is outside of the land of Israel, then yichavein k'neged eretz Yisrael. The Tosfos takes out the words es libo because here we're talking about a physical positioning. So it's not just a matter of mental concentration, but physical positioning toward Israel. Shenemar vispalu elecho derech artzom. The same psukim that you find in Sefer Melachim, where King Solomon dedicated the Beis Hamikdash, which he felt was to be the place of the ultimate place of prayer. So it is mentioned that people shall daven derech artzam, through the land of Israel. Let's say the person is even closer, he's in the land of Israel. Yechaven es libo keneged Yerushalayim, then he should face Yerushalayim. And here again, the girsa that we said before, the es libo, would probably be deleted here as well, because we're talking about positioning yourself facing Yerushalayim. Shenema vispal el Hashem derech ho'ir asher bocharta. You shall pray toward Hashem there, through the city that he chose, namely Yerushalayim, the chosen city. Ho'yomid Yerushalayim yichavein es libo, or without the es libo yichavein keneged beis hamikdash, face the holy temple. Shenema vispal el habayis hazeh. Ho'yomid beveis hamikdash yichavein. If he's in the base of Migdash, so Yichavein es libo, or without that, Keneged base Kodshei HaKadoshim, facing the Holy of Holies. Shenema Rispal El HaMokim Hazeh, and you shall daven toward this place. Hoya Oymed Beveis Kodshei HaKadoshim, let's say, and someone is standing in the Holy of Holies, the Kohen on Yom Kippur, or possibly workers that are in there to fix any cracks in the walls. Yechavein keneged beis hakaporos, so he should face the beis hakaporos, is the aron, the top of the aron of the aron hakodesh that contained the luchos. Hoya oimed achorei beis hakaporos yira atzmo kilu lifnei hakaporos. If he's standing in back of the aron, then he should imagine himself facing the aron. The result of this is nimsa oimed b'mizrach machzir pano v'marav. If he's in the east, and the Beis HaMikdash is in the west, so he faces the west. B'marav machzir pano v'mizrach, and if he's west of the ultimate location, so he faces east. B'dorom, if he's in the south and he has to be facing north, so machzir pano v'tzafon, b'tzafon machzir pano v'dorom. Nimsu kol Yisrael mechuvonim es mechavnen es liban l'mokom echad. The result of this is everyone is facing the same location. Om Rabbi Yovan v'teimer Rabbi Avina. Rabbi Yovan, and some have as of the name Rabbi Avina. My crow, what's the posuk that indicates this? K'migdal David Savarech Banui l'talpios. And the word l'talpios is viewed as a contraction of tail, the mound or the hill, shekol piyos poinim bo, that all mouths face. The Beis HaMikdash was built on the called Mount Moriah, that's a hill, a mountain that all mouths shall face. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new marking. We have diamonds around a couple of names, and on the side of the Gemara, the Nosei Mivneh heading, we have Hanhogos Shoinos, different practices. B'mikresh Shehoyu Tzuchim Lahakdim Mispal Lefnei Shas Tfilas Hatzibor, where they were pressed to daven before the rest of the community. So, what were their practices? And we'll see now. Avu Adishmuel V'Levi. Kihavu bo lemepak leurcha, when these great people of the Shmuel and Levi needed to go on a journey, havu mekadmi umatzli, they would daven early. The expression mekadmi vaatzli umatzli, Rashi says koydem hayoyim. Tosfos on this quotes Rashi as saying koydem amud hashachar. But if that's not exactly what our Rashi says. Rashi says Kodem Hayom. Tosfos' alternative explanation is simply before Neitzachama, before sunrise. So whichever way you look at it, it's an early davening. So they would daven Shmona Esrei early, which is at a time before the Zman of Kriyashma. V'chihavu moti zman kriyashma koro, and when the time of kriyashma came, they were already on their journey, so they would recite kriyashma while traveling. Kiman, based on whom is their practice, kihai tana desanya, like the following Tanaic source. Hishkim lotseis l'derech, person got up, hishkim is an indication that he got up early. So, mevin lo shofar v'tokea, lulav u'menaneh, if it's Rosh Hashanah, so he will be brought a shofar to blow, and a lulav to shake, megillah v'korei bo, if it's Purim, so he has a Megillas Esther requirement, he'll do that early. All of these practices you can see were before, very early, before the Zman to say Krishma. The Zman to say Krishma is Mishiyaku Chaver Berichu Talad Amas, when there's enough light to recognize your friend at a distance of 4 Amas. So these are early times. It's probably after, as Tosfos points out, it's after dawn, but before the Zman of Kriya Shema. And then when the Zman of Kriya Shema comes, he says it. Hishkim leshev b'kornu v'svino. This is similar to the case of Ur Shmuel. He got up early to take a trip. B'koron is a cart, a svino is a boat. Mispalel. So he davens before the trip. Ukshegi Zman Kriya Shema kori. And when the time for Kriya Shema comes, then he says it. Shmuel also omer benkach u'benkach kori Kriya Shema mispalel. He, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, says that he shall wait for the Shemon Esrei till the Zman of Kriya Shema and say the Kriya Shema, and only afterwards daven the Shemon Esrei. Why? K'day sheyismoch geula l'tfila. So as to accomplish this particular mitzvah of having geula, which is represented by Kriya Shema, right next to tfila. The Tanakama's opinion of saying Shemon Esrei so early before the Zman of Kriya Shema makes it so that we're not concerned with being Soymech Gula Lutfila, because it's too early for that. B'mai Komifligi, what is the underlying point of Machlokas? More so of our Tfilim Umarovdiv, the Tanakama holds that a Shemon Esrei cited while standing is more of a consideration than being Soymech Gula Tfila. More Sovra, Mismech Gula Tfila Adif. And Shmuel Elazar obviously holds that the premium is placed on Smichas Gula Tfila, placing the words of redemption next to, preceding the Shmon Esrei. Reimar Mazutra, Havu Mechanti Be'asora B'Shabbata Derigla. These two Rabbonim would gather. Mechanti is gather 10 people on Shabbat Derigla, is the Shabbos of the holiday in which there was a public drasha, public lecture, and they would give the public lecture. So before they got to the lecture hall, the Beis Medrash, they gathered 10 people in their homes, in the homes of Meimar or Mar Zutra, and each one in their respective places, and davened with a minion of people. And then they would go to their lecture. Let's take a look at Rashi. The Shabbat of the Rigla, Rashi is almost halfway down the page. It's Shabbat of the Rigla is Shalifnei Pesach Vatzeres V'Sukkos, the Shabbos before the major holidays. Umreimar Be'iro, Marzucha Be'iro, Hoyu Adar Shonam. Reimar and Marzucha in their respective towns were the lecturers. V'Shachris Hoyu Ha'am Holchim LeBeis HaMedrash. And in the morning, the community would go to the Beis Medrash for hearing the drashuk. Shmigizman Kriyashma Kurin, when the Zman Kriyashma would come, so they, the community, would recite their Kriyashma. Vadarshan Dorish, and the lecturer would continue his lecture. Va'om Nishmotim Espalim Ishish Levado. And each person would exit on their own and daven Shmon Esrei by themselves. Ulukach heim hoyu me'asvin lohem asora shachris koydim sheikh beis medrash. Therefore, they gathered 10 people in the morning before going to the beis medrash. Recurring kriyashma mispalin b'smichas gula tefila. Rashi adds this very important information, and that they, in their early davening, would, before the lecture, they would, it would be at a time that kriyashma could be recited, so they would recite the Kriyashma and Davin in the Smichas Gula Tefillah fashion. V'hoder nafki l'pirka v'darshi, and then they would go to the lecture hall and hold forth. Continuing in the Gemara, Rav Ashi matzli b'hadi tzibura b'yochid miyushav. Rav Ashi would Davin together with everybody by b'yochid, meaning he was in the midst of the tzibur, was in the midst of the assembly, but he would be davening Shemon Esrei while seated. And kihava osi lebeis hava masim, when he would get home, he would daven Shemon Esrei again standing. Before going on in the Gemara, let's take a look at Rashi. Rav Ashi Hoya Rosh Yeshiva Masa Mechatzu V'Doresh. He was the head of the yeshiva in the city of Mechatzu, and he would lecture. V'hu Lo Hoya Mispala Kodim Beis HaMedrash. He did not do what Meimar and Marzutra did. He did not daven before going to the Beis Medrash. Elik Shemagi Azman Kriya Shema Lo Cheshar B'Yachal V'Torgimon Hoya Milufonav. When the Zman Kriya Shema came, he would give over a lot of Torah information to the Meturgamon. He was the one who would publicly recite the lecture that the Rav communicated to him. I call that the human PA system. So Rav Ashi would then give him, the Meturgamon, a lot of information. He would have enough time to say Kriya Shema, to play skula next to tefillah by davening, and Shlomo wrote some lotzeis shalachuches atzibur okum b'parav. He didn't want to leave the study hall, the base medrash, where everyone was seated. So we did all of this while first giving over a lot of information to Gemara, so he would be speaking to the public, and in the meantime, Rav Ashi would be seated, saying Kriya Shema and davening seated, so as to be mekayim svichzu tefillah, and he wouldn't leave to the base mesh at that point, so as not to trouble everyone to stand up in his honor. The Gemara points out, after we learned that he would daven in the midst of the community there in public, he would daven a private shmonesrei while seated in public. And when he got home, he would. We read in the Gemara, "Ki have osi lebeisei hoder umatzli mumad." When he got home, he would then daven again, but standing. Amilei rabbanon, the rabbanon, and we have here triangles that are suggestions or alternative suggestions to Rav Ashi. So they sent him v'levid mor kamremar marzutra. Why not do like Meimar Zutra did? They gathered 10 people into their respective homes to daven a proper davening, we'll say, with Kriya Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei standing. Amar lahu, so Rav Ashi said, Tricha li milsa. Now, Tricha li milsa means it is a trouble for me, but Rashi tells me what the trouble is la'acher beis hamedrash, to delay the beginning of my lecture. That he was, in order to do the Meimar Zutra practice, it would delay the beginning of his lecture, and that would bother him. The Levid Gemara goes on with another question. Levid Mor Kavua Dishmov Levi. So why don't you, instead of what you do is you davening Shema Esrei seated, why not daven very early, so as not to delay the lecture and also be able to stand up? So Rav Ashi says, Lo chazino luhu rabbonon shishi minon de avdi hochi. I don't find any other great shishi or elderly rabbis, leading rabbis that do that practice, that follow that. So that even though what Avud Shmuel and Levi said are on the books, but I don't see people, I don't see great rabbis practicing that, so I therefore would hesitate as well. The Mishnah, Reb Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ain Tfilas Amusafin Ela B'Chever Ear. The Musaf prayer is said only in a minyan, amongst a group of 10 or more people. The Chomim Omer B'Chever Ear V'Shelo B'Chever Ear. The Chomim say, even in private, if one doesn't have a minyan, so he davens Musaf anyway. Rav Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rav Yehuda quoting Rav Elazar ben Azariah, says, in other words, this is another version of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Kol Moklam Shiesh Sham Chever Ir, wherever there is a minyan, Yochid Poter Mitfilas Musaf, and the private individual is exempt from saying Musaf. The Gemara asks, Rav Yehuda Hainu Tana Kama. Rav Yehuda seems to be saying the same thing as the Tana Kama, is the first opinion of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that if you have a minyan, so there will be musaf. The Gemara answers, Ika binayu yochid shelo b'chevir. The point of difference will be the case of a private person in a community that has no minyan. Tanakama sofar poter. Tanakama said that the musaf is done only in a minyan, only in a group of 10. if you have a yochid shel b'chavir, a private person without a minyan, without a group of 10, so you are totally exempt. Rebuta Savar Chayav. Rebuta said that is when a yochid, a private person, will become obligated to daven the musaf is in if he is a lone soul, so to speak. In other words, he's in a place where there are not 10 people. Amar Huna bar Chinin Amar Bichia bar Rav. Aloha Rebbi Yehuda Shomar Mishum Buzman Azaya. The aloha is to follow his ruling, namely that if a person is by himself in a town that has no minion, so then he will be obligated to say musaf. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Oven Shabik Ramis. You say very well. The Omar Shmuel. Now, when saying very well, namely that's Rav Chiya bar Oven, it says to Rav Chiya bar Rav that it's wise that you paskin. It's good that you paskin like the way you did in the name of Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And why is that so good? The Omar Shmuel mi yomai lo matzlino. Says I never davened a musaf by myself in Nahar Da'a. The Gemara continues here at the top of Amid Beis. Rabar meho yomad osa pomusa de malka de masa, except for the day that a platoon of soldiers of the king came to the town. The atridu rabona velotzalu and caused the Rabbanan to be disturbed and unable to get together to daven, and velot solo, so there was no public musaf davening. Vitzoli li biyochid, and I said musaf by myself. So that's what we came. That's the case of the yochid shelo b'chever ir. The Havoi, and I was that was a circumstance of Yochid Shelo Bechever Ir, and that's when a private person is chayev to say Musaf. However, if a person is in a city where there is a tzibur that is davening Musaf, so he will be exempt. Yosef Rav Chanina Korok Amedi Rav Yanai VYosef VeKomar Rav Chanina Korok is part of his name. He was sitting in the presence of Yanai, and he said, "Halacha Rav Yehuda Shomar Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah." The halacha follows that opinion, the one we just discussed, that if you are in a communal situation, so you, the private person, won't say musaf if you're if you're the only one, if there's no minyan in that town, so then you, as a private person, will say musaf. Amalei. So Rabbi Yanai said, "Pok Kora Korecha Levra." So play on his name. Kora is Rabbi Chanina Kora that we just saw. So he says to him, "Take your Pok Kora." That's his name, as we said. Pok Kora Korecha Levra. Take your sayings, your teachings outside. Meaning, what you said is wrong. Because the ain halacha Rav Yehuda Shomar Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the halacha will not follow that approach. Omar Rav Yochanan, ani ra'isi es Rabbi Yanai ditzoli v'hoder tzoli. I saw Rabbi Yanai, tzoli is to daven, and then he davened a second time. What is he trying to show? That even if you are in a city where there's a minyan, that you will say your own Musaf davening. Rashi on the second line from the top, the tzoli v'hoder tzoli, v'lomalei shnei tefilas. Why does a person daven two shmoneh esreis? Elo achas shel shachris v'achas shel musafin. So the person will be davening a musaf in addition to the shachris. Shma mino less lay the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. This shows you that we are not going to follow Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, who said that if you are in a town where there's a minyan, so that you will not say the musaf. The Gemara continues. Omar le Rabbi Yirmiya le Rabbi Zera v'dilma meikar lo kiven daite u'lisov kiven daite. Maybe the person who davened two shmon esreis is simply davened two shachar shmon esreis. In other words, he wouldn't think of davening a he wouldn't even think of davening Musaf by himself. And his double davening was because he didn't have any kavona, he didn't have enough, or the proper kavona, the proper intention and concentration for his first round of shachris. So the fact that he davened two Shmon Esrei does not indicate that one of them was a musaf. So Omar Le, Rabbi Zera responds and says, Chozi man gava rabo de kom asid ole. Notice the great man concerning whom the testimony is being said. Rashi, on the fourth line from the top, man gava rabo de kom asid ole. Rabbi Yochanan she'id al hadavar. Rabbi Yochanan, who told the story, we had underlined his name. Rabbi Yochanan says, I saw Rabbi Yanai. So you can rest assured, Yafa diktek shirishvil tfilas and musafan hoysa. He was careful to discover that Rabbi Yanai's second Shmon Esrei was Musaf, so that we see a practice that reflects the ruling of a private person does say Musaf under all circumstances. Rabbi Ami Rav Asi, Afagav Davaluhu Tleser Be Knishta Betaveria, these two leading figures, even though they were in charge or they were the authorities over 13 shuls in Taveria, Lohavu Matzli, Elobeni Amudi Hecho Dahavu Garsi, they would daven where they, in between the pillars where they learned. This is something that we saw back in the first parak of this Masicht as well. When the Gemara says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has Bizman Hazeh only Dalet Amud Shel Halacha, so they decided that they're going to daven where they learn. Itmar, Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, and we should point out that Rav Ami and Rav Asi's practice shows us that they, if you want to assume that their davening includes Musaf, so it would come out that they're davening Musaf in private, even though there is a public recitation, a public davening, because we did mention there were 13 shuls, but the Gemara isn't explicit about that over here. Itmar, Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu Amar Halocha, Kurbiuda, Shomer Mishum Rav Elazar Ben Azaria. So that he is Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, in the name of Rav, is saying that we shall follow Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, which once again says that only if there is no tzibur in your town, then you will do musaf. But otherwise, a private person is exempt. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Tzoli Vodot Tzoli. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba davened and then did a second Shmon Esrei. Amalei Rabbi Zera, my time Ovid Mor Hochi. Why are you davening twice? Ilema, and the double underline here is our stages attempts to figure why Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba davened a second time. So why Ilema Mishum Delo Kivei Mor Daite? If you're davening a second time because the first time you didn't have proper concentration. A person should measure his abilities before he davens, if he feels he can concentrate, daven, and if not, then he shouldn't daven. So that I'm sure you wouldn't have davened without making the proper calculations beforehand, and if you couldn't have concentrated, so you wouldn't have davened that first time. Ela the low. Itkar mor deresh yorcha. You know why you davened again? Because you left out Yalev Yovo, which we mentioned during Resh Yorcha, during the Rosh Chodesh. So in your first Shmon Esrei, you davened without saying Yalev Yovo. Well, Vahatanya, we have the following source: Ta'a v'lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh b'shachris ein. Let's see this again. Tov lo hiskir shel Rosh Chodesh b'shachris ein machzir nosam eshiyachol omra b'musafin. If a person left out the Yala V'Yavo of Rosh Chodesh in his Shachar's davening, he doesn't have to go back because he'll have a makeup in the form of his, or in his Musaf, in the form of the Musaf Shmon Esrei, which would follow. But Musafin, if when Musaf came, he said a Shmon Esrei, that's a standard daily Shmon Esrei of Ato Chonei Lodom Da'as, he didn't say the Rosh Chodoshim Nusach, Ein Masir Noso, B'nei Shiochol Omra B'mincha, because he has the option of saying, of making reference of Rosh, to Rosh Chodesh in the next davening with Mincha time. So, what do we see? We see that a second Shmon Esrei would not have been necessitated by the fact that you missed a Yale V'Yavo mention, because you would have been able to make it up in the next Shmon Esrei. The question then is, why was Rabbi Chiya bar Abba davening a second time? Amalei lav idmar alo Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'tzibur shanu. Was it not said that this passage of if you miss Yalav Ova, you don't have to make it up because you have the next tefillah, that was taught with regard to a tzibur? Rashi says, b'tzibur shanu de'ein machzirin mishum deshama le mishel tzibur v'ikom mitzas hazkora. When you're in a tzibur and you missed it in a Shmon Esrei, you don't have to recite it again because you're going to hear from the shliach tzibur. Avol biyochid tzorich la'asur, but a person by himself has to go back. The Bahag explains this Gemara is referring to the shliach tzibur himself. Avol yochid hodar, but a private person would have to go back. So the final explanation of Rav Chiya bar Abba's need to daven a second time was simply because he left out the Yale V'Yavo and he had been davening B'Yochid. And therefore, he has to say Shmon Esrei again. Kamo Yisha bein Tfila L'Tfila, how much delay is necessary between two Shmon Esreis? As we've been discussing now, there are different scenarios of why a person needs to have the second Shmon Esrei. The most common or likely case is he finished davening the Shmon Esrei of Shacharis, and now it's time for him to daven the Shmon Esrei of Musaf. How much delay must there be between the two Shmon Esreis? Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda Charamar Kedei Shetischoinin Dait Olav v'Charamar Kedei Shetischoel Dait Olav. These two points are really saying one and the same. It's just that they're, you'll see shortly that they are coming off of a different posuk, but the same conclusion is reached that one is to delay enough time for one to collect his thoughts. As the Gemara explains, Chalamar Kedei Shet Tischonein Daito Olav, and Chalamar Kedei Shet Tischoleil Daito Olav. That he should break enough time to, as we said, to collect his thoughts. Man de Omar Kedei Shet Tischonein Daito Olav, the one who used that expression, is Dichtiv, based on the Pasuk V'eschanan El Hashem. And you can see V'eschanan has the same shoresh as the expression Shetischonein. And this V'eschanan is a lashon of, is an expression of prayer. The word Tischoleil is found in the following, Dichtiv Vayichal Moshe. So that Vayichal is also a lashon, an expression of prayer. Hence, the Shetischoleil is this idea of a person waiting enough time for him to be able to concentrate on the second tefillah. Amrav Onan Amrav, Tovalo Hizkel Shorosh Chodesh Arvis, a person who didn't mention Yale V'Yavo in his Arvis davening, in the first davening, which the first davening starts at night, so he doesn't go back. Lefi She'ein Beis Din Mekachin Sechodesh El V'Yom, because Beis Din, when they were in session, the court, when they were in session and would dedicate the new months as they arose, they would do that only during the day, so that a nighttime reference to Rosh Chodesh is of a secondary nature. And if he forgets it, so he doesn't go back. Omar Meimar, Mistabra Milsa, the Rav, the Chodesh Mole. What we just heard in the name of Rav, that if he didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, so we, in Arvis, so we don't make him go back, That's in a Chodesh Mole situation, which means that you'll have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. And what's the logic behind this? Well, if you miss the Yalev Yavo in this particular night of Rosh Chodesh, you have the next night to make it up, because it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, so that you have the second night in which you'll say it, making up for the fact that you missed it this first night. But if it's a Chodesh Chaser, means it's a 29 day month, and Rosh Chodesh will last only 1 day, so then if you miss it if you miss the Yalev Yavo on Arvis of such a Rosh Chodesh situation, it was only 1 day of Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have to say it again. You're going to have to go back. Omar le Ravashi lamemar michti Rav taima ko'amar. Rav built in a reason for not having to go back, and his reason was ein mekachin el biyom, that sanctification of new months takes place only during the day. So what interest is it to us, or what difference does it make whether it's a chodesh chaser or chodesh mole, being that the nighttime, the Arvis time, is not a time that you really have to make mention of Rosh Chodesh, being that that's not the time that it could have even been sanctified. We now continue with the fifth perek. Ein oimdin l'spala elo mitoich kovet roish. One is not to start his Shmona Esrei until he has a serious state of mind. Chasidim Rishonim Hayushoyin Shoh Achas Mispalin, the early righteous ones, the pious ones, used to spend an hour, they delayed an hour before davening, in order to focus their minds on the Almighty. In other words, it was an hour of preparation before davening. Afilu Hamelech Shoyel B'Shlomo, even if a king asks of your well-being, greets you, and you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, Lo Yeshivenu, do not answer him. Afilu Nochosh Koruch Al Akevo, Lo Yafsik, and even if a snake is wound around your legs, do not stop the Shmon Esrei. A snake, if not incited, does not pose imminent danger. Hence, there is no question here of sakonas nefoshes. The Gemara. Before we learn the Gemara, you'll notice that we have a series of triangles that appear. And under our nosei mivneh heading in the outside margin, we've indicated mekoros. These are sources. The ein omdim l'spal elo mitoch kovid rosh. That one should not start davening unless he's got the right frame, the right serious frame of mind. So the Gemara asks, minohani mili, what is the source for this? Amar Belozer, Diomar Kro, the pasuk says regarding Chana, who was the mother of Shmuel, it says that she davened v'hi moras nefesh. She was davening in the Beis Hamikdash in this moras nefesh, which literally is a bitter state of mind. But it's a clear evidence of her being very serious. Mimai, who says that this serves as a source for us in general? Dilmo Chana Shani, maybe the case of Chana was different. Davas Mira Libo Tuba, she was very bitter. She was a woman suffering from barrenness, which caused her to be exceptionally bitter, and so she is different than everybody. Elo Omar Yosi Rebbe Chanina Mehocha, from the following: Vani Baroiv Chasecho Avoy Beisecho Eshtachav El Echal Kodshecho Birasecho. I will come to your temple and pray in a state of fear. Mimai, who says that this is a source for everybody? Dilma David Shani, maybe King David, who recited this pasuk, is different. Tahave mitzara nafshi brach mituva. He used to be a person who extended himself in the realm of davening more than anyone else, more than the average person, and hence he cannot be a source for everybody else. Ella Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mehocha hishtachavu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh. Al tikri b'hadras. Don't read the pasuk b'hadras, meaning in a state of glory. Ella bechirdas, the hey and the ches interchange. Chirdas means in a state of trepidation, indicating a serious state of mind. The Gemara rejects this as well, Mimai, who says that this is the source for everybody. Hadras mamish. Maybe the Pasuk is to be read on its literal level without the rereading of it. And Hadras means in glory. What is the connection of glory with regard to davening? He called Rav Yehuda, he would literally decorate himself or ornament himself. But for our purpose, it really means he would fix his clothing and make sure that he was properly attired and fit for prayer. And only then, v'hodar matzli, then daven. But that's from the word hadar, which means glorified in a presentable fashion. Elo omar rav nahman yitzchok mehocha. From the following, we will discover this idea of being of serious mindset before davening. The pasuk says, ivdu es Hashem biyira v'gilu bir'oda. Ivdu is an expression of tefillah. So, ivdu literally is service. As we say in the Kriyat Shema Le'Avdei B'chol Levavchem, and from that we learn Ezu Avoda Shebelev. What is Avoda? What is work? What is enslavement of the heart? That has to do with prayer. My Vegilu Bir'Oda. What is conveyed by that expression? We should point out with our markings that we dashed under Ivdu B'Yira, which is the source for what we were looking for. Yira is a state of, literally a state of fear, but it's a state of mind where someone is serious. What is the end of the pasuk which says v'gilu b'roda? What does that convey? Omar Rav Ada bar Matana, Omar Rav, b'mokom gila, sham tehe roda. This means that where there is joy, even in a place where there is joy, there should be a state of roda, literally trembling. In other words, the state of joy and ecstasy should be modified. Continuing in the Gemara, Abaye have Yosef kamei de Rabo. Abaye was seated in the presence of Rabo. Chazidav kobodach tuva, and Rabo noticed that Abaye was exceptionally joyful. Bodach literally to be like light, appearing lightheaded. And Rashi goes to the extent of saying, "Dave kobodach tuva." Yosemidai, he was overly joyful. The Nira Kaporikol, it gave the impression of someone who was casting off the yoke of heaven upon from him. And you'll notice with our markings, we have a double underline with dots in it, and on the side, we just indicate this is a series of stories like this, Davi Koborach Tuva. And upon noticing this, Omar, Rabbah said, the Gilu Bir Odoksiv. It says that if you want to be joyful, but you have to do so with modification. As we said, literally, Gilu, rejoice with fear, with trembling. Omalei, so Abai said, Anot Tfilin Manachna. I'm wearing Tfilin. That indicates, that serves as testimony that the rule of the Almighty is upon me, and I'm not like you thought, guilty of being porek, all casting off the yoke of heaven from upon me. Rav Yirmiya, have Yosef kamei Rav Zera. Rav Yirmiya was seated in the presence of Rav Zera. Chazidav kabodach tuva. So he saw that he was in a state, this ecstasy. Amalei b'chol etzev yemutar. See, the pasuk says that etzev, sadness, is something that is acceptable, and it's like your overjoy state is not something that is desirable. Amalei ano tefillin menachno. I am wearing tefillin, and hence don't worry about my being too much in a state of levity. A third incident. Mor brei de Ravina ovad hilula lebrei. Mor brei Ravina was preparing a wedding for his son. Chazinu l'rabbona davakobat chituva. He noticed that the participants, the other rabbis that were participating, were overly too joyful. And we continue at the top of Lamed Aleph. So what did Marbre de Ravina do? Isa kosa de moikra bas arba meazuzi. He brought a very expensive type of glass Rashi says it's a white glass worth 400 zuz, and he smashed it, the tova kamayu, he smashed it in their presence in front of them, the atzivu, and they were saddened. In other words, that quelled their ecstasy. Number four, Rav Ashi, Ovad Hilula Lebre, Rav Ashi prepared a wedding for his son. Chazinu L'Rabbanan Davka Batri Tuva. Notice the Rabbanan were in this state of ecstasy. Aisi Kosa the Zugisa Chivrasa. He brought this white glass. Zugisa is glass. Chivrasa is white. Petavar Kamayu. And obviously, like we saw before, this was something expensive. He smashed it in front of them. V'yatsivu, and they were saddened. Tosfos at the top points out Aisu Kosa de Zugisa Chivrasa Mikano Agu. From here, the practice developed Lishaber Zuchuchis Benesuin, to smash a glass at a wedding. Amulei Rabbanon Rafamnuna Zuti. The Rabbanon said to Rafamnuna Zuti Behilula de Mar Brei de Ravina, at the wedding of Mar Brei de Ravina. And it may be a reference to the story we have at the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis, where Mor Brei Avinu was making a wedding for his son, or possibly it was at Mor Brei Avinu's own wedding. But the Rabbanan said to Rav Hamnuna Zuti at that wedding, Lishri Lon Mar. So they requested Rav Hamnuna Zuti to sing something, Omar Lahu. So Rav Hamnuna, and mind you, this is at a wedding, he said, Vailon de Misnon, Vailon de Misnon, woe unto us that we're all going to die. In other words, a person lives through Olam Hazeh, lives through this world, but the last stop on the train, so to speak, is death, in as far as this world is concerned. So, woe unto us that we are going to die. Amri lay anan ma nani basroch. So, after hearing his song, so they ask, what should the chorus be for this? What should we answer? What's the response? Omar lahu. So he told them, say this: Hey Torah, hey mitzvah, the magnu alon. Where is the Torah and where is the mitzvah that will protect us? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Choy, also l'adam shemali schok piv b'olam hazeh, forbidden for a person to have his mouth filled with laughter in this world. Laughter, yes, but not filled with laughter. Shenemar oz yimali schok pinu ulishanenu rina. Amosai, the pasuk says, and then our mouths will be filled with laughter and our tongues with joy. When bizman sheyomru, the pasuk continues, sheyomru bagoyim higdil Hashem lasoisimela, when the nations of the world finally recognize the greatness and the great workings that the Almighty has done for us, for the Jewish people. Omru alav al, and of course that of course is in the future when the ultimate redemption comes about. Then we will have a reason or the ability to have our mouths filled with joy. Omru alav Reish Lakish, it was said regarding Reish Lakish, Shem miyomav lo milei schok pi b'lamazeh mechishameim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbei, that when from the point in time that Reish Lakish heard Rabbi Yochanan's comment just now in the name of Shem Baruch Hoy, the Osulodim Shemaz Chuk people Mazeh, so Reish Lakish actually lived like that from the time that he heard this from Rabbi Yochanan. This concludes today's Gemara section of Gemara Markings Daf Yomi. For those who are interested, our site offers a shiur on today's Daf Yomi Tosfos, presenting the Tosfos text with explanation.